Okay. Amen. So tonight, as we reflect, we're on a topic that's a little bit out of the ordinary from a lot of things that we would study, and it is a special topic for us to talk about love and dating. And I want to start, and we only have a few minutes, so we're going to run through this really quick. So Miss Hannah's going to and Miss Aileen and those are getting everybody some notes. So I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. But guys, if you're going to think about relationships, because most of you will be in a relationship, likely a dating relationship of some kind during, at least by the time you graduate high school. Now, I'm not advocating that. We'll talk in a minute briefly about when to date a little. But most of you will, at some point, at least by the time you graduate, be involved in some sort of dating relationship. So we're going to talk about dating. But first, we're going to talk about love. So I want to start with this statement. When you think about your dating relationship, when you think about dating, when you think about that path that's going to be between where you are right now and that place where you eventually get married, I want you to start with this statement. And I want you to write it at the top of your notes, right under where it says emerge notes. I want you to write, love God first. There's extra pens in the back of the chair, so if you guys have one, Zoe may need one. And there's maybe some of your Graham, is there an extra pen over there, anybody? Anybody got an extra? Oh, wait, I got four. All right, so anybody else need one? Oh, sorry, Graham. Okay. So, love God first. Put that at the top. Deuteronomy 6:4 is the key statement there. Deuteronomy 6:4 that says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your hearts. The great Shema. Hear, O Israel. This is the verse. This is a section of scripture that Israel memorized, that they were supposed to remember. If they didn't remember anything else, remember this verse. Hear, O Israel. The Lord your God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and all your spirit. That is the key verse. Love God first. Start there. Because, guys, if you will begin thinking about this problem in your life, it's not a problem, it's a thing, it can be a problem, but it's an experience that you're going to have as you begin this process of understanding what does it mean to date. Begin by saying, I'm going to love God first. And if you start there, then it's amazing how the other relationships in your life will fall into place. If you'll start by saying, love God first. I think I can advance this. Does that work? There we go. Love God first, okay? Start there. And then you will be able to come to a place where you can think about what it means to date. You will have a framework from which to understand how you carry on a dating relationship. I'm going to start by saying, no matter what happens, no matter who I meet, no matter how serious the relationship, I'm going to love God first and foremost in my life. He's going to be number one. It's amazing if you'll put him first, how other things will fall into line. Other relationships, including your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your siblings, your relationships with your friends, with your teachers, with other people that you know. It's amazing how those things will fall into place. Because if we say, I love God first, and that means I'm going to honor God with my thoughts and attitudes and actions. I'm going to honor and obey my parents. And I'm going to trust God with the circumstances of my life. Things begin to fall in place. Then once you have that framework, you can begin to think, what does that look like to date, to be in a relationship, even as if it's during your teenage years, if it's not until you get to college or after college or whatever it is, you then have that place that you can start from to understand how to pursue a dating relationship with someone. Now, as we talk about dating tonight, I'm going to hit on a key word that I want you guys to get throughout the night. And that's the word respect. Respect. Because if you'll remember that word, it will transform how you date, okay? And we're going to talk about what it means to respect in different ways. First, respect yourself. Psalm 139 is a beautiful text. Let's see if we can get it to advance. It's a little bit slow. There it is. Respect yourself. Psalm 139 says this, for you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Did you hear what he said? How are you made? fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. In fact, your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was not even one. Respect yourself. Guys, you're at a season of life in where all kinds of new things are happening. Middle school especially is this way. We begin to grow up. Some of us get taller. Some of us don't get so much taller as we would like to. We begin to develop physically. Doesn't necessarily mean we begin to develop mentally. Things begin to change. We get up in the morning, we look in the mirror, and what do we see? A pimple. Who said mustaches? Isaac's like, mustache, right here. Love it, Isaac. But those things begin to change, and all of a sudden I'm going to school, and this guy, like, is going to see me, and I've got this big mountain on my forehead. Have you ever been there? Yes. And we begin to wonder and we doubt about those things. Guys, listen to me. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God who does not make mistakes. And I know there are going to be days when you consider and you look at yourself and you think, you know, I'm not as good as her. I'm not as pretty as her. I'm not as tall as her. I'm not as athletic as her. Or you're going to be saying that about him. I wish I was built like that dude. Or that dude's got great hair. How did I end up with this? You know? Or whatever it is. And you're going to wonder. And when you hit a dating relationship, those things become an even bigger deal. Listen to me. Your value and your worth does not come from what other people think of you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God doesn't make mistakes. He knew when he put you together. God knew what he was doing. He made you just the right height, just the right size. He gave you just the right color eyes and the right color hair and whatever else it is. You are beautifully made by God. And value comes not from what a guy thinks of you or what a girl thinks of you, but from the fact that you are made by God. It is given us by him. Respect yourself. Don't go into this dating relationship of some kind and be caught up in what this guy or this girl thinks of you. You go in confidently thinking about what God thinks. And that transforms the way you come at this thing we call dating. Now, let me speak real quickly here. I'm way over. I'm way out of time anyway. Let me speak real quickly here about when to date. Guys, if you need to date, if you need a guy to tell you that you look good, if you need a guy to make you feel worth or value, you're not ready to date. You hear that, ladies? Guys, if you need a girl on your arm who's some hot babe in order to be impressive, then you're not ready to date because you're dating for the wrong reason. You do not derive your value from those things. Now, I'm going to say quickly, I suggest that you wait. And I say 16 at least. But you have to work this out with your parents. Okay? This is between you and your parents. You figure out that time. But listen to me. Any number that you put on when you start dating is arbitrary. It depends on you. It means it's just a number you would assign. Okay? You got to be at a place where you're secure enough in who you are in God. Now, I love this verse. It's a beautiful verse. Also, that you're able to go there. All right, now next, we've got to move quickly. Respect your date. Respect yourself, and then respect your date. Now, Genesis 1, 26 to 28. Let's see if we can get it to go forward again. Here we go. Then God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock and over the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And so God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Every person that you are sitting around right now is made in the image of God. There's no exclusion. To be made in the image of God is to be human. And it adds value to who we are. It separates us from all the rest of creation. And there are all sorts of things wrapped up in what it means to be made in the image of God. But just to say this, guys, your date is made in the image of God. And no matter how cheesy he acts, or immature he acts, or lame, or you may be sitting across from dinner and now you've gone out on your Valentine's date and you're sitting on across from dinner and you're thinking, this dude's a loser. You may think that. Let me tell you something. He's made in the image of God. And no matter how cool he is or uncool he is made in the image of God. Guys, listen to me. That girl that you're dating is valuable before God. Yes. The girl that you're dating, guys, is made in the image of God, and she is valuable. So you assign value to her, which means you treat her like a treasure. And I don't care if she's cool or good looking or pretty or not. And that transforms the way we approach the person that we're dating. There are all kinds of things that people do. And I want to say a few things just quickly, because I'm out of time, about dating right here. And you guys can write these down or you can just think about them. But here they are. Ways to understand and treat your date with respect. First, guys ask girls out, not the reverse. Did y'all get that? Now, I know occasionally we have a dance or something where the girls can ask the guys out, and that's cool. We play that game a little bit because some of these guys are scared to death. I'm gonna confess to y'all, when I was in high school, middle school, I was scared to death of girls. I was. So where it is, I'll just put it out there. All right, now, so sometimes we do these dances and things like that for that purpose. But listen, guys, you are the man. You ask them out. Now, let's say a word about how they do it. You don't text her and ask her out. Hey, baby, you want to go out? How about dinner and a movie? That is not what we do. Look at me, guys. How do you ask her out? In person, face to face. I'm okay with you calling her because that's personal, that's your voice. Okay, at least you're calling. Not this. Hey, you want to go on a date? Video chat. No, in person or on phone would be better. All right, now. All right, and maybe it's because I'm old school, I'm comfortable with phone. Next. Listen to this, guys. Guys, still talking to the guys. Ask her parents' permission. Jeremy? Yeah, you start with the dad. Now, sometimes there's not a dad involved. If there's not a dad, you ask her mom. That's right. You ask her parents for permission. Start with the dad. And now, we can coach on that, but it needs to start with, sir, do you mind, would you mind, or it would be okay if I asked your daughter out on a date? Or, yeah, chances are he'll say no. But at least you've demonstrated courage, so perhaps down the road it'll work out. All right, now, next. When you pick her up, first, what do? Pull in the driveway and hit the horn. Is that what you do? Do you text her from down the road and say, hey, I'm almost there, can you meet me at the sidewalk? No. What do? You go up to the door and you shake Mr. Russell's hand. Mr. Russell, my name's Keith. And you might be going like, you know, whatever it is, you look him in the eye and you say, Mr. Russell, my name is Keith. I'm here to pick up such and such, right? And he's like, what? No, you're not. And then he shuts the door. No, he didn't do that. But you do that politely. And you are able to go out with her, guys, according to her dad's decisions and the parameters he sets, or her mom's. They set the parameters for that date. So they may say, come on in. The date tonight is we're going to play Settlers of Catan. Yeah. Right here at the dinner table. And you know what you say? Yes. Because at least he didn't send me away, right? And you go in and you play with the family. You play Settlers of Catan. All right, next. You come to the door, you meet her parents, and you do that every time. Now, there may come a point in your relationship where that changes, but until you recognize that point, you do it every time. Now, next. What did you say, Gage? You open the door for her. I learned this lesson, and Miss Cindy reminds me often. She has to remind me I messed this up, but I walk in front of her. And because I'm like, she walks slow. I'm like, come on. And that is not cool. Do not do that, all right? Mr. Don Phillip, who's dead now, passed away, wonderful mentor in my life, he used to fuss at me. He was like, you don't walk ahead of her. You walk behind her. And when she comes to a door, what do? You open the door. Miss Cindy will come to the door like this. She should, because you should open the door for her. Guys, that's a sign of value. No, it's not just those particular things. My point is, you value one another. You respect the person that you're dating. And then it transforms everything, and you become a person who would honor God in the way that you date. Now, respect your spouse, your future spouse. Respect your future spouse. We've got to keep moving. Ephesians 5:33 says, wives, or I think it says husbands. I think it starts with husbands. Husbands, love your wives. And wives, see to it that you respect your husbands. Can you advance it for me, Kayla or somebody? Because I can't get it to go. All right, Ephesians 5:33. Husbands, love your wives. Now, this is speaking to husbands and wives. I'm going to give you some stuff up front here. But let me say this about future spouses. You have a person in your future that you are going to marry, likely. Now, not everybody gets married, and that's okay. Singlehood is a very godly and awesome thing, okay? It's not everybody has to get married, and it's not a problem if you don't. But listen to me. You have a future spouse if you're going to get married, and you need to begin to honor that person now. Hang on, guys. You need to honor that person now. Chances are the person you're dating right now is not going to be the person you'll marry. And I don't mean hurt your feelings. But that is true. Now, that does happen. Mr. Will Forrest, who preached today, and Miss Tiffany were dating in middle school, elementary school, or knew each other. But they started dating in fifth grade, and they're married still today. It does happen, and isn't that romantic? But it usually doesn't happen like that. I met Miss Cindy when I was 26, 25 or 26. Usually, you don't meet the person you're going to marry till later. So, respect that person now, because they're coming. One of the things, and this is real quick, that I love that Miss Cindy did for me, that I wish I would have had someone speak the wisdom into my life to understand, is when right before we got engaged, or right after we got engaged, and I've probably told you guys this, but she gave me a journal she had been writing to you for years to me, long before she knew me. And she wrote all the entries as Dear Chosen. And she wrote them to me, and they were in a little book that she gave me. And the last two, I think, entries said, Dear Keith. Because it was that time when finally God had brought that person into her life. You need to think that way. Now, the person you're dating now is also all well and cool, but look, you need to think now, this person is probably, as great as they are probably not the person you're going to marry. You need to think that way. And you want now to begin to honor that person, already treating them with respect, which means, you know what, I'm going to set some boundaries in my relationship, because I'm not going to do things with this person physically that have been set aside for my future spouse. Because when I do those things now with someone, I dishonor them. Miss Cindy showed great wisdom and great honor to me, and I didn't give her that same courtesy. And I regret that. The choices you make now will impact the future. They will. So think, this is my future spouse, and I'm going to respect them. All right, next, respect God. Now, I didn't get to finish 1 Peter. I want to pause here. Go back a second, Caleb, please. I want to pause here because look what it says in 1 Peter. Husbands, we live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel. Did you catch that, guys? Showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel. Biblical principle. It doesn't mean women are less valuable or any of those things. And it doesn't mean that girls can't do a lot of things that guys can do, as the old saying goes. But God made men and women differently. There's a reason Andrew's a big guy. Call you out. Big solid guy. Men were designed differently from women. And God said, guys, you honor your wife as the weaker vessel, treating them with honor. Now look at the rest of the verse though. Since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, they are heirs with you, which is equal in value, but the husband's got to recognize that she is a weaker vessel, which means you treat her well. You honor her, guys. Start that now. And when you get into your marriage, you'll have it down. It means you open the door for her. But you never lay a hand on her. Ever. That is a big deal. Ever. You treat her with honor. The last one, you respect God. Okay, and this verse is out of 1 Peter 14. He talks about being conformed to our former ignorance. Guys, we have been transformed. And as those who have been transformed, we're going to choose to honor God even in our dating relationships, which means we make choices that honor Him first and foremost, no matter what. And we know this truth, and we choose to live according to it. Okay? Let those things, just those four things. I'm going to respect myself. I'm going to respect the person that I date. And I'm going to respect my future spouse. I'm going to respect God. Let that shape how you date. And Valentine's Day will be a pretty cool day. Okay? It'll be a great day in your life. And you'll have a future in your marriage that's awesome. All right, let's close in prayer because we got to go. We got folks waiting. Father, we're just grateful for your faithfulness. Thank you for this time together. Lord, we pray that you would lead us out. Lord, bless our students as they figure out how to navigate this thing called dating in our culture. It's a very foreign thing in a lot of ways to what we see biblically. Lord, I pray that you would give parents wisdom, that you give our students wisdom, and they would run well in this thing, that they would honor you in their choices. And I pray, Father, that you would be glorified. Guard them, Lord, from temptation that is going to be so strong in their lives. May they be those who choose to honor you even in these relationships that tend to be taken casually in our culture. Lord, I just entrust them to you and I ask for your glory in their lives. Bless us as we go, Lord. I pray for a great week for them. I pray that you would be honored in their lives and ours too. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, there are some more snacks.